Hello, Attactioneers. Welcome to the Attack Action Podcast. I'm your host, Skurve Morrow.
Wow. I'm your host, Colin Onigan.
And I'm your host, Polly Blaker.
And I'm your host, Gravy Bones.
I want to do it again. I'm your host, Pirate Guy.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Okay. Somehow. What's up, Pirate Guy? That's right, everybody. It is... Dr. Pirate Guy.
Well, I'm not a pirate, but I am pirate.
Reverend Dr. Pirate.
My name is Pirate Esquire. Guy, but I am a doctor, so yeah, it's confusing for a lot of people.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Let's go.
My father was a pirate.
Yeah. My son's name is
Call Doctor. Doctor.
Yeah. He's Doctor. Stickies.
Pilot fingies. Inspector comes back into play.
That's right, everybody. It is the art draft of High Seas, the episode everybody looks forward to. It's very exciting. So basically, if this is your first time joining us for an art draft, what we're going to do here is we're going to draft some art. We're going to do it snake style. We're going to determine the order randomly. Each one of us is going to get picks up to 5. And this is solely based on the art we see on the cards in the High Seas. We do need to take care of just some ground rules quickly. So we do everything in a booster box, including the expansion slot. Because Gravy Bones basically comes out at the same time, is Gravy Bones Armory deck included?
No.
Okay.
Also, treasure packs not included because... We don't know what's in them, and it's
treasure packs not included. Got it.
Quick note: the allies from the armory deck are included because they are in the set as marvels.
Yeah, I mean whatever is in the set that overlaps is good.
Yeah. Yep. Great. Yep. Okay.
All right. Now for wheelofnames.com, who hates me, we
to
will
determine
spin
the first pick in the draft.
We go spin the wheel.
Don't provoke it, Colin, right before.
God damn it. That was too easy. Zane. Fuck right you, bro. How many first round draft picks
I think that's
have you gotten
12
now?
In a row.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is, to me, not the one you want
to
do.
Yeah, remove Zane right there. Click that button.
See this.
All right, let's go.
Are you kidding me?
Let's go.
Every time. All right.
Zane's number one, Taylor number two.
Colin, do you just have this recorded and you just play back the same
the
clip
same
every time?
Every time.
Oh, perfect.
Let's go.
Oh, okay. You're not last, Colin.
And one more for Blake. Let's go. All right. We got our order. Zane, Taylor, Colin, Blake. And the draft, the 2025 High Seas Art Draft Attack Action Podcast begins.
Da-da-da-da-da. We need that
noted
NFL draft.
About this too. This is before maybe anybody has had pre-release. And so I feel like my picks change after I've had the cards in my hand. So if I lose, that's why. I'm just making excuses right away.
Yeah, because we normally handle all the legendaries and majestics at pre-release, right?
Yeah. Well, because then there's those sneaky, well, I mean, if you have hot pulls like me, but sometimes there's a sneaky common that you're like, this goes hard.
Oh, wow. So dry powder shot looks a lot cooler in person.
I actually had pre-release last night, which I will not ramp on because we don't have much time, but the set's amazing. It's a lot of fun. Okay. With the first pick.
Wow.
In the art draft 2025.
I can't watch.
There's only one choice for me, and it is Polly Krenka.
Whoa!
Oh, what?
I knew it.
Crazy.
Gosh, I didn't know it.
That's good.
It's so fun. Like, it's part of what makes the mech interesting in this class or in this set. Like, it's just such a playful and well represented pirate bird ally, perched crank companion offhand ally.
first crank companion is the best thing I've ever heard.
It's just so fun, and I love the art. I think they captured it well. It's very like whimsical and silly, but also like playful, and I don't know. I love it.
Robot feathers.
Robot feathers, yeah.
This dude would fuck you up for sure. Like, he is slightly scarier than all the other heroes in the set. Nice. All right.
Cool. So, yeah, great. I'm stoked pick. To have Polycranka.
Rios had.
That was on my big board for sure.
But not on mine.
That's crazy.
Well, great pick. Great pick, Zane. Well done. Well done. Good job. A lot of value.
Yeah.
But I think you've made a fatal mistake here, because in the first round, second pick goes to me. And this is an easy slam dunk choice. I can't believe I'm getting this at number two. This is like the Luka Doncic at number two or three or whatever he went for. This is crazy. Don't worry about the playoff run he just had. It's okay. Bad coach. Although, shout out to JJ Redick, from podcaster to NBA coach. So there's a chance.
That could be you.
There's a chance for us. We're going with Dead Threads.
Yeah. Mm.
A clear, amazing banger. We love women. We love skeletons. We love danger. We love necromantic magic. We love all that stuff. It's freaking awesome. I've never seen two people simp harder in my life. So yeah,
then these two skeletons,
and these two skeletons getting still their life force sucked from them, even though they're clearly dry.
Like, hell yeah, this is dope.
I guess technically it looks like there's three. And if I were to cosplay anything, I would do this one.
Hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean this is a good pick. I feel like we could have. We didn't need as much cleavage to make this still a banger. And also, the only necromancer hero we have is a dude, and we've given him another dress to wear, which is fine. Dudes can wear dresses. Everyone wears the tunic. It's great. It's just funny that they're like, yeah, here's our tough pirate captain, and here's the dress he wears.
And you wonder if in the art back and forth, they were like, I really like what you're doing, Mario. Could we get a little more underboob? And then we're perfect.
Yeah. You're just like, how do we get top side and underboob without removing all the clothing?
You're right. Yeah. It's there's no feet in this, so it's not really my thing, but it's still really cool, you know?
You need the extended art for that.
Yeah. Extended. I mean, it's still in the vein of, you know, when you get the regular version and then we go to extended art, it's like, well, why don't we just have skeleton legs down there, you know, a la
face purgatory.
Do you think we'll ever have fab where we just play with only pictures and there's no words on any cards? That's the world I want to live in.
That's basically how all card gamers are anyway, because they can't read.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Shots fired. All right, great pick. I knew you were going to pick that one.
Yeah,
I mean, if I don't, one of you guys is going to, and that's too much value for later.
Also, she has like
later.
A garter belt on. You're like, I don't. That's crazy.
But it's like I think that's just her underwear because it's like too high up.
Okay, actually, I have a small complaint about this art.
Yeah,
why is her hair like so? Why is it so nice? Like, it should be like a little like messed up and like, you
Whoa,
know,
dude.
You know, like, gross. Was she like, why, brush it right before
hair,
this?
Why is your hair so nice? Did you brush it right before this?
No, but like the rattle bones girl, you know, it's
he didn't raise any dead earlier.
Yeah, what do you think these guys did before they got their souls sucked out of them?
The calcium from the bones. It's good for your hair, dude.
They gave her a blowout and it fucking the looks dope.
Come on. Stop talking shit on my pick. This is a great pick.
No, this is great. This is pretty great. Good. Thank you, Mario.
I was going to pick it.
You're just upset.
So instead, are bigger. I'm going to have to go with Blood in the Water.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
I really like this one. There's a lot of pirate necromancer cards that are just this color scheme fully throughout this set. It's just, it's a little bit too much. But I think, you know, Olga has done another awesome design here. It's a little, I don't know, it's like simplified, but also very cool and stylistic. It almost has like a collage-y art kind of feel to it. That I really like. So I feel like it's the best one of the green, blue necromancer cards. And I'm stoked to have it in my draft.
It's very good. I like it as well. Tons of bones.
I was hoping it was coming back to me. So yeah, that's a great pick. It's Olga is just too good. She doesn't miss.
She's great, yeah.
I feel like the art draft is slowly just evolving into our just favorite artists, and we pick them every time.
Yeah, but chicken we get new egg, artists, though. You know?
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
We get like new artists Olga's, all the time.
Olga's relatively new. Like, we didn't get old. We, like, you know, she started in, like, Bright Lights.
Fedum hasn't been featured lately, you know?
Yeah.
There's trends. We hope he's okay. Yeah, that's right. We know things wrong. All right, that's my first pick down to Blake, who gets back-to-back picks snake style.
First snake and second style
round.
Honestly, that's a great pick, Colin. I was thinking about it, but I think my green blue pirate necromancer card is going to be the actual just pirate one, Conqueror of the High Seas. I think what I like about my picks this time are going to be the ones that tell a story. What's this big ass? What's this big ass skeleton boat going to do? And what's cool is you're showing the one from the treasure packs, and I'll get some bonuses from treasure packs because this in cold foil looks so cool. Honestly, love. Take that away. Cool. Yep.
I was curious what the difference was. It's mostly the same.
I do like the thought process of the scale of look how these other boats that are big boats in their own right pale in comparison to this big ass skeleton boat. Why does it have holes in it where you can see in through the eye slots? It doesn't make any sense. What's going on in the front part of the boat? It doesn't make any sense. It's got tusks from crazy elephant somewhere. That doesn't make sense, but it's all pretty terrifying and crazy. And this does have the, like, when this comes in for eight with go again, you're like, thank God this isn't a picture of like a dude pointing at you. Like, it's a full-on crazy boat that is going to kill you if you don't block. So I like all that theme and thematics. Max Costin, has he been around before?
Good question.
He did Rattlebones.
And he did classic. So yeah, he's been around. And then for my second one, I'm going to take another Pirate Majestic. I'm just really all in on these Pirate Majestics. Sunken Treasure is so cool in the also the treasure pack of like, I want these in cold foil. These will be a thing I will prioritize. I think it's pretty cool for the whimsy of pirate stuff of like just as much as there's the killing part, this is the treasure part. That's obviously it says treasure in it. But I think this is a this is a thing where if I saw this on a board game about treasure looting, I'd be like, this is such crazy art on the shelf. Let me check that game out. And that's something that I've always cared about of like when people are looking over into your hand and they see Sunken Treasure cold foil, they're going to be like, oh, what the hell does that do? And you're like, well, my hero needs gold, but it's a defensive hero. So if I block and put this yellow upside down. So I really like those two pirate M's.
Yeah. Sunken Treasure is so fun. I'm jealous, but it's a good pick. Good synergy, too.
Remza.
It's like you're telling a story or something right
yeah.
now.
I'm a storyteller.
He jumped off his big skull boat. Mm. And now he's just diving with his gloves on.
And shoes.
His boots on. Which seems very difficult to do that. It's probably leather, too. Leather's not great in water. Okay, anyways.
It's a pirate thing, bro.
It's a pirate thing. This is a pirate thing. You wouldn't understand.
This is an art.
I'm a doctor.
This is an artist's name we don't say very often, but they've done kind of a lot, and a lot of good ones too. Like what Venomous else Bite, Dyadic Carapace, Riftbind from way back, Skyward Serenade, Skizik, Aether Arc.
Nice. We're getting a lot of artists in then.
Yeah. To immediately undermine what Taylor said moments before.
Which is great. That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's better.
In spite of you. Great. All right. Back to me. And that's enough pirate shit. How about some real cards like Herald of Sekhem, Light Illusionist, Attack Action. This card is crazy and kind of disturbing, but in a way that I enjoy more so than some of the other cards in this set that are a little disturbing. You know, if you thought those skeletons were simping, I am simping for Herald of Sekhem. It's a dope card. I love this. I don't know, these jars of blood. There's like illuminated page thing going on. It also feels kind of like a fucked up logo for a company in Wraith or something. There's this Jesus montage on the right. There's a noose. There's a sword. There's these people or creatures climbing the horse.
I have two questions. One, are those cat angels? And then two, is the herald the horse? Is this our first horse herald?
I'm going to say yeah.
To both?
Yes.
Oh, amazing. Okay, then.
Cat angels. I mean, angels is a... I guess, yeah, angels. Where? What kind of angels and where they're from, who knows? But
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No more questions. Thank you.
Yeah, this is a Bastion Jez? Not sure. I don't know what else they've done, but I don't know.
Two figments.
They did two figments. Okay.
Yeah.
This looks like a figment, but yeah.
It does look like a figment. But it has Herald in the name, you know?
Yes. So.
that works. So
can't be. Oh, yeah. He did Protection. Oh, he also did Prime to Fight. And he's done some good ones. Golden Sun.
Nice.
Battlefront Bastion, which is funny because his name is. Wait, yeah. Did he actually do that? No, I was going to say, is that a Fabrary typo? No. Bastion did Bastion. Battlefront Bastion. Anyways, that's my second pick.
Nice.
Great pick.
Okay. First Horse Herald. Love that.
The noose is crazy, though. Like, the noose is crazy.
It's pretty violent, this whole, like, for the heralds. Like, the heralds are just, like, implying violence. This one is, like... actually violent.
We will kill you.
All right, in the second round here, to almost end it before Zane messes up his pick, I would like to go back to pirates, please, and would not be a draft of mine if I did not pick maybe my favorite artist in a swarty joint. We're gonna go with Sawbones Deckhand, clearly the best art. Well, maybe not. Top art for Pirate Necromancer allies. Sawbones has more hands and tentacles than one person needs, and that's why they went into the profession of doctor, and they're clearly doing a very good job. This one's so sick. I really, on some of the Marvels, I feel like the scene and the character gets a little washed out with how busy they are, but Sawbones is in a way that I feel like it's very clear there's an ally here doing their job very well, and it just looks freaking sweet, and it's my blue green pirate choice here.
And he's slicing into someone's dick.
Yeah,
and he's we'd love that.
Pretty girls read too, and he clearly is very intellectual because he has a book.
I mean, it's easy to read when you got extra arms to hold the book and your lantern while you stab somebody's dick, you know.
It's also like holding their neck with one of the tentacles, which seems unnecessary given the straps, but you know.
That one's just for him, you know.
I mean, that's called anesthesia, Zane. I know me, you know, Colin's a doctor, and my son, doctor is a doctor. So That's how you make sure they stay under.
He's the only doctor.
He's applying pressure to the neck. So, yeah, Sawbones, Aswardy killed it again. Love this. Super good.
Yeah, Aswardy's dope. I really need a custom art thing from him because all the ones he does are so cool.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
All right, Zane.
Okay, you mentioned Aswardy. You mentioned picking a blue-green ally, and I got worried that you were going to pick the correct one, and you didn't. So that's great. So I'm going to take Anka Drag Under for my blue-green pick of the draft.
Yeah, the second best one.
No, the better one by far relative to Sawbones. Yeah.
I'm thinking it's Blackfish, the movie.
A-N-K-A, Colin.
Thank you. I was. I got you. I
tried and type in A-N-C-H-O-R-A.
It was mostly I was putting an H in with the K.
Yeah.
Then I tried Drag Under, which didn't work. So, you know, we got there eventually.
Yeah. So this one is just like, it's such a dramatic shot of the ally. Like, most of the allies are on the ship or, you know, just kind of standing and doing their job. But this one, he's so dynamic. He's off the ship. He's tying somebody up in chains, he's dragging him under, and then he's a shark. I mean, what more could you want? And the background is epic. This is the perfect ally. I'm so glad that they printed it in Marvel.
Because nice. You guys know what keel hauling is, right?
When how you about you tell the audience, Blake? They probably
so they know.
You drag someone under the boat, and it's brutal, like way of pirates killing their enemies besides walking the plank. They're like, let's drag him under the boat completely. Like, I think they either do a full loop under or they just like, let's put this guy down here for a like 10 minutes. And then I don't know how they get enough air to like survive, but it's like, are you ever going to with my pirate captain again? And they're like, no, don't kill homie ever again. I promise.
Please don't. I thought you said, please don't kill homie. Keel hole a keel homie, you know?
Keel haul me, maybe? That's where you go with that.
No. He did it.
Great pick, perfect. Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you. You're right. Mine was better.
Oh, Zane.
I do like this one. It's a hard choice between Sawbones and Anka for me. But what pushed it over is there's a character in Gloomhaven called Sawbones, and that's a spoiler for that. But Sawbones was also awesome in that game. So
Zane, I really like this anchor he has too. It's a really cool anchor weapon that I would have loved to see in Riptide over the last 2 years.
And what more could you want with Dreadbore, Blake?
And there we go, another Zane gets punched by Blake again. That's three podcasts in a row, becoming a record.
If you need all right, let's move along. It's at 22 minutes. All right, we all know I love my Ranger heroes, so I'm gonna take Marlin the Treasure Hunter as my third pick. All the like hero Marvels this set are like especially good in my opinion. Like, they've gotten better at putting the heroes in more dynamic and interesting positions. This one is very aggressive and proactive. There's so much going on, and the full art one where you see the harpoon like fully at you is crazy. But I love that it very much captures Ranger. It very much captures Pirate. And I think Marlin is a very cool addition to the Ranger class.
Shout out to Sam Yang.
And it's Sam Yang. Come on.
Does not miss.
His mouths, though, lately, like, he's been doing some stuff with the mouth that I'm not into. It's giving, what's his name, Max Nitro. And but no tongue, less tongue, so that's good. But like,
whoa, is Marlin here on the podcast? Do that again, Blake.
It is sick though. It's very dynamic, and the kind of proof, you know, f-stop perspective of it is like really fun and yeah, slaps in the extended art.
And she's like technically shooting the harpoon cannon, but not really.
Just cranking it up.
I guess
she's
getting
ready to pay for
better. So that's a big old gold harpoon. Oh, it is way cooler in the full art.
What I also like in the background is some fish getting hauled up or wrapped up or something. It's pretty crazy back there, whatever's going on.
Yeah, they're still fishing while being pirates too. You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, her name probably shouldn't have even been Treasure Hunter. It should have been like Big Game Hunter because all her stuff is like just fishing.
Yeah.
Which is great. We love that.
Marlin fishing for gold.
Marlin Fisher of the Sea. Yeah, I mean, but that's like literally probably was on their board.
Big Game Hunter would work here. Like they use Big Game in the Majestic Pump thing. It just would have worked just the same.
Marlin Fisher of the Lurker Deep.
Ooh, crushed it. Marlin right, Fish Face. Oh, okay. All right. Here we go. Third round.
Good luck, Taylor.
Thank you. I'm gonna go with one here that I think, I don't know, is also insane. It feels like I feel like I need a bigger picture of this to appreciate it even more. It's Plainter Aeronaut. This is our Mechanologist Majestic here, the big mech ship. And it's huge. Pretty nuts. It's got its own mouth that I'm sure is either shoots a laser or swallows you whole or probably both. There's some small ships in there in the background too to give you some more perspective. And it's maybe like a giant castle ship thing. I don't know. It's fucking sweet is what it is. And this type of mechanologist stuff I like. That's like kind of, I don't know, a bit more dangerous, it seems like, or gritty than whimsical, I guess, and also not like a dystopian cop future that some of the mechanologist stuff is. So I can fuck with this. This one's great.
Yeah. Pretty good. I like how you can't tell how many mouths are going on here. It's pretty intense. Hopefully they dried this carcass out pretty well. Or else it will smell inside there. But I guess they're pirates and they don't really care. So,
ones are mechanologists.
It's not even pirate. That's the thing. Yeah.
It's giving pirate. This is pirate set and this is a pirate ship.
Pirate coded. You're right.
Yeah.
Palantir has four of those letters in pirate. So it's pretty close.
Yeah, fine. I take it back. I hate it. It's stupid and you're dumb for picking it.
Also, shout out to Hero. They did a lot of cool stuff for Mistvale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very like Howl's Moving Castle coded.
Also, yeah.
It feels like a card art from a different game. And it's not like a knock, but it like feels like it's like so big and dramatic that it doesn't like quite fit. But in a way, that's cool because it's like the special majestic.
It feels like it should be a permanent on the board, doesn't it? Like this should be an ally that we're flying around on. Not like, I cast this for six.
I'm glad it's not.
Excuse me, nine. You know? Yeah. But that's the way the art speaks to me. It's like, oh, this should be out farther than just like, it's on the combat chain. Now it's in the grave. You know?
It's basically throttle.
Yeah.
I guess I've never noticed that the mechanologist has like lightning coming off the pitch zone, but it looks cool in this one where I thought, oh, that's something new they did. But then I looked at every other card and it has it on there.
The like border.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The mech border's cool. All the borders are cool.
I had a similar thought to what Zane said. It was like, I feel like a lot of art in this set feels like it came from a different game, which was interesting. Not necessarily in a good way, but, you know, that's fine. There's always good picks, despite what I think on my first time through looking at the entire set. And that being said, I am stalling while I pick my next pick. Shit. This one's hard. We only got a couple left. All right, you know what? I'm going to do it. We're going to the generic realm.
Whoa.
Because I thought there were some really great generics, including Arcane Compliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good.
I like that this uses a similar kind of color scheme as the rest of the set, but in a very different context. Feels much lighter. You know, it is somewhat generic wizardy shit going on here, but I just like the color and the rippling magic pool fountain that's going on here. It hits you really quickly and is fun to look at. So that's what we're going with. Daniel Correa. I'm not sure what else he's done, but
new artist. This is his new first artist. Set.
All right. Hell yeah. Hey. Look at me.
And you get on the art draft. Daniel's our boy now. He's coming up. He's goated.
Yeah.
Remember his name.
Yeah. We said it here first. Nobody knows. his other card. Oh, he did Not So Fast in this set as well. Mm. He got two cards in the set. But yeah, that's my third pick.
Yeah. Third pick. Yep.
Round three, baby.
That's a good Colin pick. Like, I like it a lot. I don't think I would have picked it just from my aesthetic, but like, it makes perfect sense to me that you picked it. And now that you pick it, I like it more.
Aww.
Thank you.
That's cute.
I feel seen.
It's the Chains of Eminence guy.
Is it?
Oh, wait, no. See the guy with the like white. The white like head.
Oh,
thing
the character. Oh, yeah, there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. The character. Right.
That's true. It looks like it. Here, I'll bring it up.
Yeah, this is the same thing. I thought this was clear by how its even card effect works. Yeah.
Totally. Nice. Oh, that's, well, I wasn't that's reading cool. the card. I was just looking at the card. Okay.
Sorry. You thought it was very obvious that everybody knew that it was tied to Chains of Eminence.
Yeah.
We all knew that.
I did, because the guy is clearly right there, and it has a similar effect. I remember reading this during my...
Stop.
I'm fucking around. I'm being serious.
That's crazy. Oh,
cool. As we all know.
It's another Chains of Eminence.
Arcane Compliance references Chains of Eminence. Yeah, totally.
Okay, sorry everybody's not as good at putting the pieces together and the deep lore in the cards as I am.
You just had to know about it because people used it against Chain or something. Wasn't that what we were using it for?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was used by Chain against Chain.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same difference. Everyone played Chain. What other deck was there?
Prism.
Prism. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's right.
All right, Carlos Cruchaga, if you've been pushing L on your keyboard doing 10 seconds until we said your name, your time is now, because
I feel like pressing L.
My pick, well, that's how you fast forward you through skip. Stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Cloud City Steamboat is, I think, I don't know why it's rare. I think it could have been a cooler effect or whatever. I think this is an amazing art of like just this is one of those like I know we say, oh, would I put this up in my room or not? Like, even if it wasn't a thing in the game, I think this could be like in an art museum of like wonder, whimsy, or oh, the places you'll go of like a Dr. Seuss, like what did Dr. Seuss mean to you as a young child, and now you're gonna put something in the Dr. Seuss world but not the same style. Oh, here's my thing for that Cloud City Steamboat. I like the colors. I like the watercolorness of this. I think it is something where whenever they mention the idea of airships, ships on the water, and underwater ships. I was super interested in that, and this feels like the most airship that would make sense of the balloon sticking out everywhere and like the oars in the middle of the air that are wings. It all is kind of flavorful that goes together, where if airships were a thing, I guess blimps do exist, but Cloud City Steamboat does look like something that could be a large part of air piratry.
It also is kind of like circus tent vibes, you know, the balloon.
Carlos, I would never say that. That's only Taylor.
That was Taylor speaking, if you're listening to the podcast.
I think those are cool, though.
Oh, okay, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. It has like a Ghibli flavor a little bit in like a fun way. I think that was like an interesting turn they gave to mech in this set, is like playful, whimsical stuff where like it's primarily before been like steampunky, like in like a more serious way, as serious as it can be, I guess. But this is like, there's a bunch of them, right? Like all the Cogworks cards in this one are like these like big playful machines that are kind of not practical, but are, you know, interesting to look at.
Yeah, it's got that kind of, was it 80 days around the world?
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, that kind of
80 days around the world. Yeah.
H.G. Wells, kind of old. I guess that's the classic steampunk kind of vibe, but it's good. You know, there's also some really good skies in this set. A lot of good, like, you know, ocean sunset skies. Beautiful.
And then if you thought my turn was over, not so fast.
I mean, you know, because it's
I did think your turn was over. I thought it was my turn.
No, snake style.
Not so fast is my next pick. And I think this is the best character art that we have in this set.
That was too clever for me, Blake. I was like, what is he talking about?
I think this is interesting of like, what do we know about Skurve? We know nothing. But from this picture, it is kind of cool of like, I want a ruthless pirate. And our ruthless pirates are an airship person, a skeleton crew guy. Like, this is the most pirate we have, even though it's going to be a Blitz hero. And I like the idea of, I am a scallywag coming to steal your stuff. Yes, I have a knife to a throat. Like, I'm ruthless. I don't run into you with my balloons or come in and cog you up. I will kill you. So I think that's some of the energy I was looking for from my pirates. So it is cool to see that here. I think it's also interesting of these. This isn't normally how we draw people in this game. It does feel like it's a different art style of like, I don't know what I'm saying. It's not more cartoony, but it is a little bit different than the realism we normally have with our people. And I think that adds to like, what do we know about Skurve? Like, is he cartoonishly evil? Is he freaking out? He doesn't have a shirt on. King. Yes.
Yeah,
so there's some feeding for the gays there, but I like this guy. Who cares about the effects? You'll never play this in I don't know. Will you play this in Blitz? You hope for the best. Give people gold, and then when they play it, you go, okay, I'll take that. I like this card.
Nice. Yeah, it's got kind of like an old comic book kind of vibe, like, you know, Silver Age of comics, where it's like a little more realistic, but not quite, you know. But it's good. Another Daniel, both Daniel's cards making it into our art draft.
That's coming up, I'm telling you.
100% success rate.
Yeah.
remember that name.
Yeah, dude. We said it for, we discovered him.
Yeah, we rising stars, our favorite artists here.
Nice. Good. That's a good pick. I like the story that you're telling with your picks, Blake.
Thank you.
It's very nice. I'm just jumping around to wherever I feel like. And where I'm jumping to next is a difficult question, because there's still a couple good things left in this set. I'm torn right now. But you did talk about our new sexy thief hero, Skurv. Skurv the stowaway. I'm picking him.
Damn it.
He's just got a vibe. I like that the gold kiss from is in there. I like that he's just chilling below deck with all the gold. Like, half his shirt is off. I guess
I don't think that half of his shirt exists.
Yeah, I think that's just his shirt. I think maybe he's wearing the same shirt in Not So Fast. I like that his hair color kind of changes. Maybe that's part of like the myth of and legend of Skurv, is like they're not quite sure what he exactly looks like. Sometimes his hair is a little more blonde, sometimes it's, you know, darker brown. He's got that wicked goatee and a Sam Yang mouth.
Jesus. Got him.
This one doesn't bother his mouth. He's, you know,
it fits very better. Yeah. Devilish smile, grin.
Yeah, totally. This one's fun. This was a fun reveal from the set of like, oh, we got this whole new thing. That's fun that he's both a pirate and a thief. And we're just like, now we got a thief class. Like, that's fucking cool. I don't think we've talked about that enough. It would be really great to have some more thieving in this game. I don't know what else you steal, though. So we'll see. Might be.
I'm trying to thieve.
Steal. I mean, Skurv is stealing the hearts of men, women, and children abroad, you know?
Yeah.
Our podcast, yeah.
Siring many bastards across the land. We assume. We know. Who knows?
All good right, pick, Colin. That was on my board for sure. I thought we were going to get some late draft value picking.
Getting
some sex appeal with Skurv.
You gave yourself away when you thought Blake was talking about Skurv.
I know. I got just worried.
It was here. It was kind of in my contingency area, but I felt like it was too much value this late in the game to over.
Totally. So. You can't not take it, especially for the surprise reveal. Well done. Well done, Colin. To me here in the fourth round.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to dip myself into the expansion slots as well.
No.
Also similar color palette here, the blue green, but a totally different class, Preach Modesty, a ninja card by, you know her, you love her, Olga. This is just super sick. I just love everything about this. The mist, the setting sun, the Mysteria cliffs, the tree, the master, the apprentice, etc. It's just like, it tells a great story, and it's like really beautiful. Like, this is one of the pieces I hope becomes a playmat, or maybe I can get a print of this. This would be something I would love to just have on a wall and look at all of the time beyond just it being in card games, for sure. It's very good.
I like it. I like that she can draw literally anything, because we haven't seen her. We haven't seen her do those trees with those. That the tree work is crazy, and yeah, it's great. It feels water like they're over a waterfall, but you don't see the waterfall because you see the mist coming up from it.
Yeah, and she's always so good at like she can sometimes do stuff that's completely flat, you know, and really cool, and then mm-hmm. she does stuff like this where it's like the background feels totally separate and flat, but then those people are so three-dimensional and just add kind of like, I don't know, texture to the piece of art. You know what I mean? Like, they don't belong, but they do belong with how she's done it. Yeah.
Zane, when are you going to play this card in Ninja?
Maybe never, but
great.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame because the card is very cool looking, and the effect is interesting. But 2-block red, come on.
Yeah, that doesn't have go again, so you got to just play it at the end of your chain.
Yeah,
could this have been in blue, or would people have been mad?
I think so.
Okay, well, I'll change it to blue in our communities.
maybe I'm missing something.
Hey, this is the
Yeah.
This is the art draft, guys. This is not the value. Talk about the game mechanics draft.
Okay.
Let us move on. Zane?
I do want to say something. I somehow missed this card completely, and I'm fucking really mad about it right now.
Yeah. You guys should. This one's crazy.
This is really good. Yeah. Fuck.
Huge upside for a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
It's big. Big time right there.
All right. Zane.
All right.
Last two picks.
My last two. So sad. Okay. All right. I think I know where I'm going. I love dipping into a common. I can't finish an art draft without taking a common. I'm going to go with Saltwater Swell.
No! That was my final pick.
Too bad. It's taken.
It's so this sick.
This is such a wild, dramatic card for an attack that does 3 damage. But again, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the art. The artist's name is Stormy. I mean, come on.
Pretty crazy.
just so self-referential. They've only done a few cards from previous sets. They did Retrace and Decimator. But this one is, just so perfect for the pirate set. Such a overdramatic, insane creature that this ship has to fight. And I don't know. I think it just really captures the pirate essence really well.
I mean, I love it. It's a huge freaking crazy kraken that's coming for your ass. And you look at it, and then the wave is the blue that you get to pitch. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I like that there's in the foreground, there's one of the tentacles is coming out of the card almost.
Kill the camera guy.
But this is one of those cold foil commons that I'll be happy to pull out of a treasure pack, even though it's a common, just because it's so epic and cool in the big art.
Yep. This one's great. I was looking at this one as well from the commons, and it's just but then I was at this point, I was there's so much water in everything. Everything's blue in water. But
yeah, that's what you signed up for.
That's
the high seas.
I told you I'm a doctor. I'm not a pirate. Stay on land.
Amazing. Great job. That's not bad. All right.
I have another one.
Yeah, we all have one more.
Starting with me. Let's go. All right.
Final round.
I thought I was going to dip into mech, but it didn't quite happen for me, and I'm going to just let that happen and go away.
Wow.
That's fine.
Wow.
I'm going back to Necromancer. I'm not done with the blue-green, baby. Give no quarter.
No! That's my bit for going very last is all of my things get picked here, so I get half credit.
So I picked some busy cards with a lot going on. This one is not. This is a very simple art, but it's so effective. They give it the only full art treatment in the whole set. Just the very stark black flag that you expect from pirates with the skull bone and the cross sword gun thing. The crown, it's just so cool. The effect is great. It's going to be a staple Necromancer card forever, and I'm stoked to get this in the fifth round. I really did not think it would be here, so stoked to round out my draft with a give no quarter.
It was a potential of mine, but it never made it. I do like it, but it just never made it because it's just it's just a flag, you know.
That's what you think.
Poor Zane.
I thought that too, but now that Zane has picked it and we're looking at it together, it is a really great card.
Yeah.
It's dynamic yet simple.
I love that little bit of red on the bottom. Gives you just a little depth.
Yeah. The lightning crack in the background, it was my favorite part of it.
Yeah. Just a lot of nice small touches. The rain, subtle rain, but it's clearly
the rain. I'm helping out, I hope.
All right. That's well, that ties up Zane's.
There you go, Zane. Not bad.
All right.
The titular pirate flag. But you know, every pirate is only as good as their companions, and I'm dipping back into pirates as well, and I can't believe nobody hate drafted this from me. Everybody knew it was coming. If they know me at all, there's a dog in this set, and I can't believe Scuba Salty Sea Dog has made it to the fifth round. Let's go. Best boy in the set. So cute. So fluffy, soft fur, just loyal, loves a bone, clearly, as a dead fish dog.
And I was going to pick this one.
And yeah, there's just no better loyal companion that Gravy Bones has other than Scuba Salty Sea Dog. And clearly, I can't believe nobody picked this, you know? So. A lot of value here at the end. Dog card, best card in the set. Let's go. Also a name I don't recognize. Zane, tell us who Naronda B. Abby has done.
I was like, you don't know who Scooby-Doo is? What the fuck?
Taylor, you're going to be surprised by this. They did Cut to the Chase.
Hey, let's go.
Also, right. Quite a lot. Quite a lot, actually. They did Metacarpus Node, Rouse the Ancients, Savor Bloodshed.
A classic.
Via the Vanguard. Yeah, a lot of Dread Triptych, a lot of classics.
A lot of cards I actually do like, so this makes sense. Okay, good boy. Good boy, Sea Dog. Good boy.
Pretty good, yeah. I didn't pick it because I thought he was unsettling looking.
More of a cat guy, I get it.
Talk about Max the Hype Nitro mouth. I mean,
yeah, exactly. They just copy pasted the tongue right here. Like, at least his mouth is more closed. That's you know, he's one upping there. Great. All right. Well, you know, if you know me, actually, I don't know.
If you know me,
fucking card with a monkey on it. Let's go. I love a card with a monkey on it. Monkey Powder, Carlos Cruchaga, couldn't get away with just one pick this time, so there's our second. This one's just fun. It's pirate, but it's not necro, so it's not too dark. It's midday, you know, cannons flying, monkey soaring through the air with his little bomb that he's gonna hopefully drop. I hope this isn't a kamikaze situation.
I mean, that rope is about to snap.
Well, you know, that's just the hijinks little monkey boy here likes to get into. He'll be okay. Monkeys always land on their feet. Everyone knows this. Yeah, this one, I don't know. I just wanted a fun one. So we're going with this. There's a couple other close ones for the last pick. But this one gets it because it's a good monkey boy. That's me.
It's I do like fun. That. I the guy in the background shooting him off the rope. So there's perspection, there's perspective, there's background.
There's perspection, man.
There's foreground.
I didn't realize that he was shooting that, but you can clearly see like a line from his gun.
You know what? Fuck that guy. That guy's my least favorite guy. He's trying to kill the freaking monkey.
The monkey's trying to bomb his ass. So, wait, you know, it's
mustache like you. Did Carlos put you as that guy shooting the monkey down?
That guy does not have a mustache.
I zoomed in. I can see it clearly.
No. He has an arachne tattoo on that.
What the hell?
Yeah, he's like, oh, Taylor's never.
Thank tattooed. You, Carlos, for putting one of us in one of your cards. He never
tattooed one of my cards onto his hand.
I don't like this slander. I'm clearly that buff tattooed guy. What's that card? Wait, hold on. Pause.
You mean this bald guy down here? Is that you?
No. Old Knocker. That's me. That's clearly me. If you guys haven't known that card, I almost picked that one.
That's Kano, actually.
Oh, this guy. You know, this is pretty good. I didn't look at this one.
Yeah. I mean, my chest and arms clearly are that buff, and I am the known person with tattoos on the podcast. So
He's I think you're the guy in the monkey powder, actually.
This one's really giving Taylor back here. He hates monkeys.
I will not stand for this slander. I do not hate monkeys. I said, fuck that guy. That guy sucks.
It was a little over to, you know, he doth protest too much.
They're mad because I took a big poop before this and was a little late.
Let the rain come.
No, it was more like you decided to update your computer after that. But let's move on to Blake's final
pick. All right, you ready for the story to come?
Updated all on its own. This is terrible.
Yeah, you can turn that off. Yep, it's all good.
So the story ends when we see land. And the only landmark in this set is Treasure Island.
Nice.
And I think people are going to be, when they think about this set 5 times from now, they're going to be like, Treasure Island was a fun thing. And boy, was that card so pretty as well. And I think they'll be like, yeah, Blake got that in our draft. And there's some other things that they'll be like, what was Monkey Powder? I don't even remember that card, but Treasure Island. Now that's
everyone can remember Monkey Powder. Shut the fuck up.
That's one I'll remember forever. I like all the colors of this. This is the light at the end of the tunnel. This is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. This is the island made out of gold that you have waited for the whole time. You've done damage. You grab your gold and go. I think it's really cool of the pirates are running off. What do pirates really care about? They don't care about camaraderie. They don't care about killing. They care about gold. This is the end of the story.
They just like killing and they like camaraderie.
No. They love gold.
The side effects of loving gold.
A means to an end.
Yeah, this is a good pick. I was looking at this one too. I don't think I looked at the Marvel version, which maybe bumps it up a few notches.
You're going to bump up a notch when you see this Marvel version.
Dude, I bump up a notch right now. Let's go. You bumping?
It's weird too, because when we started, no, this is no hate, no shade. Like we found 25 really good ones, but we were like, I don't know if I like some, but as I look through more of this and more of this, there are more cards where I'm like, there's at least 6 more that I would have picked. There's some, realism. There's an art in the set that could look like a picture that I would maybe put as a, we should recreate that, or that's a really cool honorable mention, but we don't get points for honorable mentions. So I'm just saying the art is better after this experience. I recommend you pick 3 friends and do a wheel of circle and do this on your own time, and you'll like the art more.
Agreed. I think it really does. It's nice. That's why we always like this, because it opens your eyes to viewing things slightly differently, appreciating this game on a different vector, wholly looking at the art and exploring the themes and talent behind all of its creation.
Totally. It really, the game comes to life because of the art. And like sometimes during spoiler season, you know, a card gets spoiled and everyone is so laser focused on the effect, which makes sense. That's what, you know, people want to discuss more than the art. But taking a second to step back and look at the art and like appreciate why the game feels as good as it does is worth your time.
Totally. I mean, it's a huge part of the play experience for me is getting to be able to participate in, I don't know, getting to play beautiful things.
Green, blue skeletons.
Yeah, totally. You know, especially the one that starts with so much cleavage for the whole game. You know, just get a look at that.
I was taking so long. I was looking at my chest piece, emphasis on the chest.
Your sip sip starts in play, stays in play, baby.
I've never heard that before.
This is it.
That's in all the articles. They talk about sip sip. So,
really?
Well, I don't know how to read.
Yeah, you got to balance the sip sips.
I don't even know what that is. What's sip sip?
Starts in play, stays in play. I've known that for a solid 10 seconds.
You're not reading the ban articles? They talk about this all the time.
Yeah, that's what I spend my time on is give me some more straight from the tap of LSS. I want to know what they're thinking of.
Anyway, I was trying to be nice, but apparently my co-host woke up and chose violence against me today.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, because we started attacking you first before anything.
Not so like
we
fast. Said,
we care about gold. Camaraderie is a distant third.
That's right. We're is in this for the Patreon gold, money, baby.
Violence is second.
Rum. Oh. Where's rum fit in?
It's too much sugar content. You get too big of a hangover for me, so I'm left.
I might have some rum today. I feel like day drinking now after this podcast. So
great.
It's a good day too. If you're supposed to be a pre-release. Yeah.
Oh, I do at 3 p.m. So just trying to get in the zone before I'm there, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, now you know which cards look good, but do you know what any of them do?
No, because I can't read.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you must be a card game player. All right. Anybody got an honorable? I guess everyone, you want to do your five picks? I'm not going to bring them all up. I tried to make a slide. It was too hard to do. So just read them off.
Shit.
All right.
I have them here if you want me to read them.
I think I could do it from three.
My picks were Polycranka, Anka Drag Under, Marlin Treasure Hunter, Saltwater Swell, and Give No Quarter.
My picks in the High Seas art draft were Dead Threads, followed by Sawbones, then swiftly followed by another card that is Mechanologist, Planeteer Aeronaut. Then that was three. So then I had two more.
You decided to preach.
Then I went into Mysteria and got a certain card called Preach Modesty. And then I ended up with everybody's best friend, Scuba, Salty, Swaggy, Sea Dog.
Mm, nice.
Nailed it. For me, we had Blood in the Water, the Gross Herald of Sekhem, Arcane Compliance, Skurve. What's his rest of his name?
Stowaway.
Stowaway, thank you. And then, of course, the only card with monkey in its name, Monkey Powder. Sealed the deal with that one. Blake, what you got for us?
Well, my first green-blue was a Conqueror of the High Seas. Then we jumped off of it and found some sunken treasure. Then we flew back up and got on that Cloud City third name. Cloud City Steamboat. And then it was not so fast because Skurve stole gold from us, but that was okay because we got to the landmark, which was Treasure Island.
Fuck. There Great job, Blake. It. I'm glad you won this art draft in picking last. Great job. I love yours the most.
Story Farm.
It was good. He had the story going for him, but, you know, we're looking at art. It doesn't have to tell a story.
Yeah. Art's better whenever it's just itself. And
yeah.
A when picture tells three picture. Words.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Third word.
We're running out of time here. Blake's got a pre-release to go to. Any honorable mentions people want to throw out?
Yes, but Zane, go first.
Okay. I really wanted to pick Goldwing Turbine, which was like the whimsical mech side of the equation. It's just such a fun, it feels like a Super Mario. You know, like in Super Mario 64 when you fly through the sky for the first time. It feels like that to me, like with the smoke behind you. I'm telling everybody how I'm a millennial and Super Mario 64 is a formative experience. Yeah. But yeah, this was one I really wanted to pick. It just didn't quite fit in my art draft, but it's one that I think is a little bit unusual and a fun like inclusion to the mech class.
Nice.
and I could go on, but I'll just.
Yeah, he doesn't get points for this one. It's honorable mention.
Yeah, we're just shouting out Andrew Chu and other artists for great work, Dev. Blake, you got any? You got one? Or Taylor's next. Sorry.
Oh, Taylor's next.
We're still in order. Sorry.
We're still in order. I have a number. So, like, Headstone, I thought was really great. And it's just kind of really weird also. You know, like, why is that? Is that neck really that skinny? I don't know. I guess the hair makes it skinnier. Is it the same lady from Dead Threads? Is this a different lady? What's going on? But it is really cool. I'm excited to just pick that up in Cold Foil because it's Cold Foil Common. That'd be awesome. I love all of the harpoons. Mm-hmm. I think they're fucking sweet, but they just didn't tip it over for me. Like, especially King Shark Harpoon is freaking sweet. These giant sea monsters is great. And then if I had gotten to pick Skurv, I would have cheated and also picked Sticky Fingers at the same time.
Yeah, we would have yelled at you if you did that for sure.
Yeah, because that's just too funny, though. Come on, man. That's like probably the best joke is that he has a best friend with a little pirate bandana who's an octopus named Sticky Fingers. And you can only play him. And he's also perched, even though he's an octopus.
The Goldfin Harpoon is also one that I really liked. Very cool. Yeah, Sticky Fingers was great. The bandana really seals the deal. He gives him a lot of attitude.
And he's like inspecting the pearls, like, are these real?
He's got like gold bangles on his tentacles. Like, this dude, fuck, it's great.
So there you go.
This dude perches.
This dude perches. I really liked a lot of the expedition cards. I thought these were cool. Two Azuro Keys,
Horizon's Water Mantle. Strait,
Dreadfall Reach. And then this one was on my short list, the Horizon's Mantle, just because I loved the sky and stuff. It was just very well done. And also Carlos Cruchaga, fucking goat. I think that I also, you know, I was trying to find a ally that I liked. They're all just kind of gross to me, but I did kind of like Limpet in the fact that she was gross, but like not in like a barnacly body horror way. It was more that she just has just blood all over her peg leg, which is gross. But I did like Limpet. Honk along. Hop along.
Also, RIP to Hook, Line, and Sinker as well.
I mean,
RIP.
Hook, Sinker, and Line.
Yeah.
My honorable mention that I liked, but I was like, is this art from a different game again? Mm. And this is, it's so realistic. Avast Yi. And I was like, what is this? Like, is this a, like, that girl in the back looks like the most realistic person I've seen in Fab in my life. Of like, that's just a whole different art of like, that they're not cartoony at all. They also don't look dead at all. So I thought this was a pirate when I was looking for it, but it's pirate necromancer. And like, are they underwater? Are they above? But this is striking art to me, but I was like, it doesn't fit in my story.
It also tells a prophecy of Alan Luber that he must die and then be reborn as a true pirate.
Jesus.
Shout out to choke. Captain Vane Gull.
But the Luber and ye must die.
Luber got a card too, though.
Great. All right. Well, is that it?
That's it, baby. This is the best art draft we've ever had, I think.
It sure was fun, but they're always fun.
Sure was fun.
Let us know in the comments below, in the Discord, on Blue Sky, etc. Carrier Pigeon email. However, who would you vote for with their draft picks? A lot rides on this. Last time the winner was, who won? Blake
I think
won?
I'm like five in a row or something.
I've never lost. I don't know what anybody's talking about.
I can never remember who won the last time. I always assume it's me, but I don't think
it is. What was the last set?
Hunted.
Hunted.
Junted, baby.
Junted. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. We'll have to go back. Remind us who won last time and who won this
Blake
time.
Won last time. Even though I had blood splattered vest, which is just crazy.
Yeah. You know, that's fine. We all had a good time.
I'm just an art guy, dude. You know, I'm in the media. I'm in the entertainment. I'm into arts. So it just comes natural to arts. Me.
Yeah. As you know, in toto is Blake Meyer.
Truly.
All right. Well, great job, everybody. Good luck, Blake, today. Have fun. And good luck to everyone else. Well, you already played your pre-release. But
good luck to Taylor's ankle.
Yeah. Shout out to Taylor's ankle and the giant bulb that came off.
We're doing fine, dude. It's just really bruised. And that's a story for another podcast. Love y'all. Thank you, everybody. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Zane Goodbye. Johnson.
All right. Well,
pop off.
Pop off.
Pop off. Pop off.